Sean Porter, the linebacker from Texas A&M, really is a player that has great athleticism. He's played in their defense. He's played the inside positions, outside positions. He's been a guy who really can run and cover, and really think a guy that's going to continue to grow and develop and have as an NFL to be an NFL-type body, an athleticism body, a guy similar to the linebacker we had last couple years here, Thomas Howard, very similar to that. So a guy that's going to be both big enough, strong enough, but have the flexibility in the hips to be a productive guy on this level. And so he's another young guy to come in and compete. Should upgrade us right away on special teams, which is also obviously very important for any young linebacker, safety-type players. So the last two picks really are guys that fit us well that way, too, as you go forward and compete. So very pleased to be able to pick him there in that spot.
He got significant snaps as a young player. I remember seeing him play
yeah.
early in his career. Big 12 SEC. He's been on the big
He's played a lot of football, you know, and so that's, you know, comes to his advantage. And, you know, he's a Texas kid, so he grew up where football is very, very important. So, you know, we're excited about him. So, Paul's here now. So if you have any other questions, then we'll have the three guys come in. Paul can answer further.
So is he a guy that, special teams, can he be a sub-package guy?
Yeah, he's a good cover guy. He actually took over Von Miller's spot when he left at an outside linebacker in a 3-4, and then they changed their scheme a little bit, so he played various roles. Mike, cover down guy, played on their special team. So he offers a lot to the table as far as the different roles he can play for us.
So when he took Von Miller's spot, he was a blitzer. He was coming pretty good in that package, was he?
Yeah, he has a 10 sacks that year, 11.
Paul, is he a guy you think he'd come in and back up offense spots right away?
Yeah, I do. You know, that's the kind of guy we need. You know, a guy can, again, be a core special teams guy, play, be the next guy coming in, whether it be a Mike or a Will or a Sam, whatever it may be, just to give us some depth at the position, to have some position versatility.
The one thing that was the biggest asset for him, that versatility that I know you guys say linebackers are linebackers, but the fact he can play all three?
Yeah, I mean, that's what you want. I mean, you said it right. Linebackers are linebackers. He loves
that. Don't answer his question for
him. He loves that, but he's right. But he's a team captain. He's a leader. He really showed. Really, my first exposure to him was at the Senior Bowl, and he really stuck out to me there. And the more I studied, the more I liked, and I'm glad we have him.
It's good.
It just proves I pay attention to you sometimes.
No, but I mean, I think, I guess my point is, we need a productive guy. You know, Dan Scuda, had an opportunity to move on, which was great for Dan, and have an opportunity hopefully to what he felt like as he kept hitting his head on the ceiling here. So maybe he can break through somewhere else. So we needed to really fill, in my opinion, fill the void with a guy that has a chance to go beyond that and be a starting player. And I think in Sean, you got a guy that can develop into that. But we don't have to pigeonhole him in one slot. We had, you know, last year with Emmanuel Lemure, who emerged, you know, basically out of nowhere, who is already, you know, if he went to play tomorrow, would be likely the fourth linebacker right now. But obviously we carved out roles for him last season, and I think Porter can hopefully work his way into those type situations as well.
You think Porter could back up Mike right now?
I don't know. You know, we'll see.
When you look at his measurables, and then you look at his tape, does his play even exceed his measurables, or is it comparable?
I think it's comparable to what you see. I mean, yeah. He's a guy who can run, a guy who's, you know, he's got some body strength to him. But the thing that, you know, again, that I make sure in linebackers, they have hips to separate, and he's got that.
Yeah.